All right, that's good. That's great. Thank you, guys. For those who don't know me yet, I'm involved in the church office, and I really appreciate Andy giving us a slot to talk about kind of admin and ops in church planting. And there's so much you could say, and 15 minutes, I'm going to lose this battle. So I've tried to come up with something that I think will hopefully you'll remember, and then maybe you'll look into something later on. So let me start with this. When was the last time you were on a plane? I love AI, it makes you look a little bit skinnier. But it does strange things to your head. So when was the last time you were on a flight? Maybe a holiday, maybe a missions trip. I think the last time I was with Pete Greasy, our former senior pastor, on the way to Istanbul to help a church plant out there. And I want to try and use this illustration of a plane for us as church planters. And one of the things, picture on a plane now, you're 30,000 feet up in the air, and it's a bit surreal, isn't it? Because people are sort of reading, they're looking out the window, they're watching a film, everything seems to be fairly okay, you know. And then you hear an announcement that comes over, and somewhere along the lines of this, we're really sorry, but would you bear with us, because we're trying to work out our structures and our processes. Would you bear with us? Or a conversation going on in the cockpit saying, I thought it was your responsibility to do this section of the flight. And you can feel the what's going on in the room. Is why wasn't this tested? Why wasn't this sorted right at the beginning? Before anybody got on board, why didn't we take this seriously? And I think the first part of this thing I want to say is that healthy churches are built in hangars. They're not built at 30,000 feet in the air. You try and build something in the air, and it might look a little bit like this. you might lose somebody. You're trying to do it, but you're actually doing this under pressure. So what we don't build on the ground before we start, we're going to end up fixing and adding and trying to do something when we're at 30,000 feet. And I love AI, all the details. You can have a look at the slides later. But what we don't build on the ground, we're basically going to repair later on. So that's the reality of what I've seen in this. So I've got kind of 3 points, but that's messed it up a little bit. But Luke gives us, Jesus gives us an example of this. Someone who wants to build a tower, doesn't he sit down first and count the cost of what it's going to take? So that biblical principle of actually, right, what do we need to put in place in order to make this successful? And I want to kind of, if I could stimulate you guys, to inspire you guys to think about what you need for your church plant, sit down and think it out before you take off is where we're at. So that's the first principle. So 3 quick points then. First one, embrace the hangar stage. Build the right size plane, and then I just want to look at sort of kind of in-flight realities a little bit. So first one, build it here, build it on the ground. You've got more space and time and creativity to think about what you need. You're not under pressure at this point to get some of these structures and processes in place. It's not glamorous, it's not particularly visible. Nobody applauds you when you get it done. You don't know about the person who's built the plane when you're on it. You don't necessarily know that. And that's, for an admin ops person, that's great, that's fine. But take the time to embrace this stage. Don't rush, because people who rush this stage end up trying to do it at 30,000 feet. And when you've got people on board, you're under pressure. And it's not just people on board, but it's people that have sacrificed to come with you, haven't you? They've moved house, or they've changed jobs, or they've given up things to be there on board, and yet we haven't thought through all of the things that we need to put in place to make this work. So I think there'd be few people that would disagree and say we shouldn't bring some structure. We need to go with that approach. The question is, what do you build, and how do you build the right size? What does that look like? And I think one of the things that I've met as I've had conversations with church planters is they don't always anticipate the growth that comes in the early stages. So they build a plane for 20, and suddenly they've got 60 people on board, and they're wondering why they're losing a little bit of control, or you know, why they're weighed down, why there's challenges, why there's cracks that are appearing. And then if you're like me, who's quite risk averse, then you might build something too big, you know. You might be coming from a mother church who has, you know, 42 policies. And as a church plant, they're thinking, you need 41, you know, to get going. So we can end up building it too small, or we make it too big and it gets too heavy. It's too overcomplicated, there's too many layers, there's too many structures. And what happens is the whole thing just slows it down. So what's the right size plane for you? Sitting down and thinking about that. Thinking about the fact that you are going to experience some early growth. And how do you accommodate that? So if you've got 20, how do you build for 50? If you've got 50, if you're lucky enough to have 50, wow. How do you build for 100? And if you get to 100, wow, you know, how do you build for 200? And you start to do some of those things. So there are definite points, aren't there, in church growth that actually, if you don't keep up with the structures and the processes that you need for the church, you inevitably get into difficulty at different times. So let me encourage you to that. So embrace the hangar stage, build the right size plane, and really to bless you guys, the church office has put together an operational guide for church planting, and Anna's in the room. She's with Steve, and so much of her time and effort has gone into this. What can we do to bless churches when they start? What do you need? And we could spend, you know, an hour talking about governance, an hour on policy. We could, you know, spend days on getting the right roles and finances and getting all of that in place. This guide will hopefully help you to start. So there's one for everyone. They're free. You can take one. You know, if you need more in your context that you're in, then we'd love to be able to serve you and help you to do that more effectively. So take a look at those. So what do you build? What do you need to build the right size? This will help enable you to do that. So grab one of those. If it's useful, make a donation to the church office. That'd be amazing, because then we can keep developing resources to bless people. I'm not going to give you the hard sell on it. Okay, in-flight realities. We heard from Steve, isn't it? It's beautiful, but it's also brutal. And just thinking about the turbulence, the flight, the wind that blows you, all the difficulties that there are. Take seriously the building in the hangar stage. Take seriously getting the right size. It will help you navigate these things. And I think inevitably, you know, I'd encourage church planters to think about change, because change is something that you are going to experience a lot. One church plant that we were helping, I think after they celebrated their first year, there wasn't a single person who'd started on the church planting team that made it to the first year, apart from the pastor and his wife. You know, that might be an in-flight reality for some. So how do you navigate that? How do you make that work? How do you manage that change? As well as thinking about all the things that you need to do to shepherd people, to teach people, to care for people, your main essential responsibilities. How do you deliver that while thinking about change? And there's so much more. I love this illustration. There's so much more you could go. You start thinking about onboarding processes. You start thinking about the kind of co-pilot that you want. I dream about these things, but you know, to take this further, it's a reality. And on the church plants that we've been involved in, we've tried to send someone in admin and operations with them right from the start. It will make a massive difference. And as you're raising money for church planting, not just for your own salary, but if you could put 5 or 6 hours into some administrative work that comes alongside you, it will make a massive difference. And those particularly that are independent. But if you're part of a mother church that's sending, then you're going to get some support. You can lean into that, but make the most of that. But have that in your mind, thinking, who's co-piloting with me? Who can help me to build some of the things that we need? That will take the pressure of you when you get to this point, because this point is going to happen at some point. The fun stage, you know, that kind of, if you were in any of Matt's Wildock's site, the fun stage, you know, you lose it and you get into the white water and you get into the challenges. So that is it. So the church planting guide mentioned the church assistant, which we talked about in the main session. We can provide that virtually for you, remotely. So we've got three churches at the minute we're doing 5 hours for. We would love to do this for church planters. And I know you're trying to figure out who the gifts that you've got in your team and all of that, but if you want something stable, something that you can just lean on for the first 3 months, first 4 months, whatever you need, call on us. Not only will we do the 3 months for you, we will then train, you find the person to take it on, we will train that person so that you as church planters don't have to do that bit as well. So we'll take your admin, we'll develop it, we'll try and make it better, we'll get you set up on Church Suite, we'll get you the tools that you need, we'll do all of that, and then we'll hand it back to you and support you. So lean on us for that, please do. And here's the thing to finish on. What you build on the ground will determine how far you fly. And it's a bit of fun. And maybe next time you're on a flight or you're thinking about booking a holiday, you might remember this talk. And it's so true. It's so true. And I think it's probably true that it's not just how far you fly. It's probably how well you fly as well. So that is what I've got to say to encourage you in this. Please pick up one of the operational guides. Please use it. And we want to be, you know, our hearts for you as church planters. We are passionate about the lost being reached. And we know you guys are under pressure and we know there's difficulties and we want to be there alongside you to say, we're for you. How can we cheer you on? How can we help you, encourage you in all of this? So any questions?